not surprised how you got this effort lost. And basically the way that it happened in the second half, the defense.
I thought we were very well prepared. I definitely thought this was a game that we were capable of winning, thought this was a game we should have won, whether they had KD or not. I don't think we came into the game saying, you know what, they don't have KD, so we're definitely going to win the game. Lots of times when you lose a player like that, you know, it just motivates the rest of the players on that team, and they all know what KD brought to them, and they knew they had to all take their games to another level. And I thought everybody individually did that, and definitely as a team, you know, they played a lot tougher than we did. They played a lot harder than we did, and we're a lot more aggressive than we were.
Is the team at the point where you're almost running out of time? You get that sense?
You know, I kind of felt that way before the break. But, you know, it's feeling really good coming back after the break. You know, I do. We had 8 games. Now we're down to 7. And, you know, we let this one slip away from us, and hopefully we won't let that happen on Friday. I think we're still in a good position to where we can make the playoffs, but, you know, we can't keep saying we still have 7. We still have 6. Eventually we're going to get to a point, you know, to where it's not really going to matter how many games we have left because we're not going to make the playoffs. But I think we are still in a position to where we can. You know, it's going to be a battle from here on out, and we got to come out and play, you know, especially the games at home are the ones that we definitely should win. You know, because we got some tough ones on the road, but I think we'll be okay. We just got to come out and correct a lot of the things we did wrong in this game and learn from them.